Israel released footage on Wednesday of terrorists fleeing as an Israeli tank approached them in the Gaza Strip. Many of them attempted to take cover in this tunnel entrance, but Israel struck the area before one of the terrorists was able to make it inside. Israel also released an infographic showing where they established security zones along the Gaza Strip border. And after Operation Gideon's Chariots, they increased that security zone, and Israel now controls about 75% of the Gaza Strip. A spokesman for the Israel Defense Forces said that Operation Gideon's Chariots enabled them to increase operations in Gaza's largest city.
We will deepen the damage to Hamas in Gaza City, a stronghold of governmental and military terror for the terrorist organization. We are not waiting. We have begun the preliminary actions, and already now, IDF troops are holding the outskirts of Gaza City.
On Wednesday, Israel said they were calling up 60,000 reservists to report for duty, and that they were extending current orders for 20,000 reservists who were already deployed. Meanwhile, the Israeli government gave the final approval for plans to begin construction of a new settlement east of Jerusalem. Thousands of homes are expected to be built in an area that would nearly divide the West Bank into two parts. An Israeli official said the new settlement would, quote, bury the idea of a Palestinian state. A representative of the Bedouin community in the West Bank said they received demolition orders for buildings in the area about a week ago. And he called on the international community to prevent Israel from establishing the new settlement in the West Bank. And in another development, the U.S. Department of State issued further sanctions against two judges and two deputy prosecutors belonging to the International Criminal Court, which is supported by the United Nations.